Following a very cold start this morning, it has been a cold day across the Northeast, and the bitter cold goes on right through early Friday morning. At least that's the period of coldest weather before temperatures very slowly start to move back up again as we move towards week's end. Across the region this afternoon, we've had temperatures in the single digits and teens at the warmest. Some of the coldest areas across the North Country have failed to reach zero this afternoon. And we've had a gusty wind from time to time, so with the wind chill factored in, it feels like it's below zero across much of the region late on this Wednesday. We did have some snow around last night and into this morning, some lake effect snow. Though that band of snow has mainly broken up now, there are a couple of flurries and snow showers showing up on radar, but by and large, the snow is over, at least for now. There are still some clouds left over from that lake effect plume, especially from the capital region and to the south. We're looking ahead to a cold night. The wind will ease, and that's going to allow temperatures to fall back into the teens and single digits below zero across much of the region. The typically colder spots may be as cold as 30 below zero across the north. By tomorrow, we'll see a little clipper system ride to our south. It's going to be far enough away that it's not going to bring us snow, but it is going to allow for the wind to refire through the day. So another gusty day is ahead, and with very cold air in place, we're looking at, again, bitter wind chills through the day tomorrow. It's going to be another cold night tomorrow night. Then on Friday, a more substantial storm will track well to our southeast. At this point, a lot of the computer data keeps that storm far enough out to sea that we would see at most some light snow across the area, maybe some accumulating snow south of Albany, but it's certainly something that we will continue to watch over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and very cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. The typically coldest spots may reach 30 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cold, high in the single digits to around 10, wind chill in the single digits and teens below zero. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably cloudy and very cold, low in the single digits to 10 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and cold, high in the single digits to around 10, wind chill in the single digits and teens below zero. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and very cold, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, windy, and cold, high around 20, wind chill near zero. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and very cold, low in the single digits below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and very cold, high around 10, wind chill in the single digits below zero. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds with a chance of light snow later in the day, high in the teens and 20s, and on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, windy, high in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.